When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Greetings. Thanks for tuning in today. It's just so exciting to make this podcast for you. I heard from a listener the other day who has been listening since episode number one. That was 2,450 episodes ago. So big shout out to our longtime listeners. Of course, I'm happy if you just discovered the podcast last week, but it really is special for those who've been following for a while. So thanks for being part of my world all this time. And today we're going to hear from Dylan from Asheville, North Carolina. He's a vintage vinyl enthusiast. Lots of people have record players these days. Obviously, vinyl's had a huge resurgence. There are a lot of online and offline retailers. Dylan is thinking of starting a monthly subscription box. We've talked about subscription boxes a number of times, about what makes them work well, what makes them not work well sometimes. Like, not everything is a good fit for a subscription. But when it can work, it's amazing because you have recurring revenue, you're building customers over time. So Dylan has tuned into Side Hustle School to see if this might be a good idea. Let's drop the needle on it and explore the potential of the vintage vinyl voyage. Can I sell a vintage vinyl subscription? That's the topic. I want to give you a quick sponsor message here, and then we'll hear from Dylan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is Dylan from Asheville, North Carolina. I came across Side Hustle School while searching for ways to make money from my passions. Over the years, I've amassed a collection of vintage vinyl records from garage sales and estate auctions. I'm thinking of introducing a vintage vinyl voyage subscription box for fellow music enthusiasts. Each month, subscribers would receive a curated selection from a particular era or genre. Do you think there's an audience that'd be nostalgic or curious enough to subscribe to such a service?
Hey, Dylan, definitely a big market these days of audiophiles and music enthusiasts, or people in general who are just nostalgic for the physicality and the unique sound quality that vinyl records can bring. So it is a big market. I would just encourage you to do some research before jumping in. You know, sometimes I encourage people to jump in, and other times it's good to just look a little bit at the landscape and see what else is out there. This might actually be more of a passion project than a major money-making venture. which is okay. It's totally cool. I just tend to advise people on like, here's the project that's going to be the most profitable, right? But of course, there are other considerations. So I would look and see like what else is out there. There are so many retailers and services, you know, catering to this market, including some startups or just bigger brands, companies that have some investment capital. I'm seeing ads for this on Instagram a lot. You know, it's a bigger business than it was at one point, which is good because the market's bigger, but it's also like, you know, you have to think, if I'm going to have a subscription box, you know, for vinyl, how am I going to really build a customer base? You need to get to a number of recurring customer payments that is sustainable. That number could vary, of course, but there is a number somewhere. And to build that subscriber base, it's going to help to be seen as an authority or curator in some way. So you might also, as part of the research, join relevant forums, communities on platforms like Reddit or Quora. That could be one lead generation tool and such. I just think, like, let's spend some time seeing what else is out there, trying to figure out what will be unique or interesting about this idea if you want it to grow into a, you know, truly money-making project. And if you don't care about that, or if that's not the primary goal, then you could just jump in and experiment. Check out CrateJoy. We've talked about CrateJoy a number of times, CrateJoy.com. There are so many subscriptions there, and they do help to a certain extent, at least, promote a subscription. If nothing else, they have a built-in process that you can jump in and use and start doing your fulfillment. Dylan, I think it's a cool idea. I would just do a little bit more research, check it out, decide what your goals are. But of course, whatever you decide, I'm cheering you on. Listeners, cheering you on as well. Let me know what's up. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year. I've been on book tour, but of course, the podcast comes out every day. I'm so happy to be able to make it for you. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.